Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Hello and welcome to Mastering Power Fantasy, or, as it now seems to be, Lied Von E's dev diary, but for writing. The story thus far. In an attempt to duplicate the creative productivity of Yahtzee Croshaw, a task which, for me, feels as suicidal as Yahtzee's own insane goal of developing 12 computer games in 12 months, I have decided to outline 12 light novels in 12 months. The date as I type this is Saturday, the 20th of June, and already I feel I am behind. An excellent start. The first novel has the working title of Sword Singer, an adult-aimed portal fantasy about a dude from a magic-rich world being punted into a magic-poor world after lamenting that, in his world, there were no more dragons to slay. The outline is coming along. I think it was a good idea to start with a project that I'd already put a large chunk of time and energy into before the start of the challenge. I think if I'd started with a brand new project, pushing myself to finish on time and still have something at the end that was worth showing, I'd be setting myself up for ignominious failure. Even as it is, I currently only have the outlines done for the first 25% and a good chunk of the climax chapters and nothing in the middle. It's going to be tight, no question. But I've promised 12 outlines in 12 months and that's what I'm going to do. I want to talk about endings. One of the first things I noticed when I started the outlining process was that getting the beginning chapters down didn't constitute a problem. I'm familiar enough by now with planning immediate upcoming chapters in depth that this was just more of the same. On the other hand, the moment I got to the middle, all creativity ground to a halt. The detail I needed to outline in just wasn't coming. This would normally be the point in the outlining process when I would say something like, oh, I'll just vaguely outline what happens there. Let's see, we'll have a battle here, the dude will have an epiphany there, and then he'll have sexy time with the love interest over there, and then jump to the beginning and start banging out the prose. That wasn't an option this time, and I was left scrambling for a solution for how to forge a path through this middle miasma. I feel this is a problem that many writers have. Many years of reading Harry Potter fanfiction has left me with an acute appreciation for what I'll call what-if writing. What if Harry Potter, right, was actually a snake animagus, yeah? And what if he'd been given the ability to jump between shadows by the reincarnation of Merlin? What if his aunt was actually a witch, but hadn't wanted to say anything because she was afraid that Dumbledore would memory wipe her and take Harry away? Or what if, okay, future Luffy, the pirate king from One Piece, was Harry's real father, and now the whole damn pirate fleet was anchored off the coast of Scotland? What if? What if indeed? And these what-if stories tend to have an interesting start if the writer is talented. The what-if scenario leads naturally to wacky hijinks as respective characters with new roles and new abilities clash in familiar storylines. It is unfortunately common, though, that these stories don't really know where to go once the major reveals happened. Following the basis of canon is always an option, but the truly good stories tend to find their own path and their own storylines to follow with, and this is the important bit, a good, unique ending in mind. writing an original story is quite a bit more challenging than writing a fan fiction. With fan fiction, so much of the world building and character development has already been done. Enough at least that the reader has already established an emotional connection that it's then easier to build off of. I've been using a book to guide my outlining process this time round. First draft in 30 days. It does what it says on the cover. Here's a way to outline a book in 30 days, and since that's what I was doing in this challenge, I figured it would be a good idea to try out the process before trying to get too clever with any methods of my own. And I'm glad I did, because on about day 5 of the 30-day process from the book, I was instructed to outline my ending. Well, that brought me up short. Believe this or not, I've never actually done that before. Not with the same level of detail that I've outlined the next chapter that I'm actually about to write. Just to be clear, I never go into my endings blind. The book endings for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, for example, get what feels like hundreds of hours of consideration before I finally get to the point of actually writing them, and I do outline the chapter before I write it, but that's not the same thing as outlining the ending as though I were outlining the next chapter before I write even a single word of prose. Getting started with this was not easy. But this is what I found when I did finally start to get into the swing of it. The more I outlined my ending, the more ideas I threw around for cool scenes, and how those scenes could lead from one scene to another, and how the reader might react, and how that might tie into the goal of the book and the setup for the next. And most importantly, the more I did all of that, the more I realised, oh, I'm going to need an ABC here. I'd better make a note to set up that in the middle. Or, oh, this side character needs to go through a small arc to make this scene that I'm working on here actually work. I'd better pen a number of developmental beats in the middle. Suddenly, the middle wasn't this quagmire of mud that I had to slog my way through from the start, unaided. Instead, by outlining the ending, I now have the ghost of a bridge that I can build in order to get to where I need to go. The mud is still there, but I have multiple threads to pull myself through that mud, and the more I outline my ending, the more those threads wind together, if you'll excuse me, into a rope. It's always given me a slight feeling of discomfort when I listen to authors giving advice on outlining, when they say things like, most authors find outlining the ends to be the easiest part of the whole idea, of the whole ordeal, and then they'll laugh. It was never true for me. But going through this 12 outlines in 12 months challenge might very well change that. I'm hoping it does. I want to give a special thanks at this point to King from my Discord server, who links a great YouTube video at just the right time to be critically useful. That video, which is titled How to Write Like Oda, One Piece Analysis, by Mr. Moore J, gives an amazing in-depth analysis for how Oda, the author of One Piece, sets up his masterpiece epic. So you see, there's a reason why my mind was on the Pirate King's fleet laying siege to Hogwarts. If you haven't seen the video yet, I highly recommend it. But in brief, once it's been pointed out, it's incredibly easy to see how Oda starts with a great ending scene for an arc and then slowly puts in all the pieces to make that ending work, working backwards. And also importantly, he doesn't do this with just one ending scene, but with multiple ending scenes all the way through the story's climax. This is a very different thought process to my thought process of establish an interesting rule or system in the world and then logically extrapolate the consequences of that rule or system going forward. One makes for an interesting start, the other makes for an interesting end. And make no mistake, Oda does both, and amazingly well. But in my original writing, I have tended to do only one, the first one, working forward in my writing, extrapolating out, rather than starting at the end and working backwards to figure out what I need to create that ending. In Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, I already knew that the foundations of power would end in Harry attempting to steal the Philosopher's Stone, for example. The basic outline for that was already handed to me, minus the slight changes that I'd made myself as the story unfolded. I also find it telling that the moment I started to think in terms of ending scenes, I was struck by a sudden burst of creativity for all kinds of ending scenes, many of them having nothing to do at all with Swordsinger. Those I carefully put aside in a folder and will hopefully return to later in the challenge. For the time being, though, I need to get the outline for Swordsinger into a state suitable for viewing on World Anvil, which will itself be a challenge, and that is going to happen regardless of how ready or not it is. Since this podcast episode came out a little bit later, I'll see you all again, if you are my patrons, a little sooner than usual, and if you're not a patron, then I'll see you all again in 2 weeks. Thank you very much, and remember, if you are a reader, then please keep reading, and if you are a writer, please keep writing.
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our Early Access Patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.